Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
It's Friday afternoon. I'm sitting in traffic. You don't care, but I'm headed to prom tonight. Pretty princess pink whatever prom with my daughter. Anyways, that's what I'm doing once I pick her up. But I got some time to take a question. And this one's actually been sitting in my inbox. Just haven't had time this week to do this. So the question is, I love my wife. I actually read one of your posts. He's actually talking about me. I posted about a movie called Hot Girls Wanted, and it's on Netflix. It's a pretty amazing documentary on like the cam girl scene today. And not even the cam girl, but like the professionally porn, just how they're recruiting people to, whether it's cam girls, whether it's sex on film. It's pretty interesting through Craigslist and all that. I mean, it was done by, I forget who did it. Some famous, gosh, it's killing me. Anyways, so he said, I watched that. I actually read your post. I watched that. My heart kind of breaks for those people. So I don't want to be looking at this, but due to the nature of my job, I'm on the computer. I'm bored at my job. So I find myself ending up on sites and looking at things I shouldn't. So, you know, I don't have to say, oh, well, you know, it's bad. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, I know it's bad. And I get that, like, even these women are objectified. Like, I don't want to do this, but I'm bored. It's like, I'm hungry. I know McDonald's isn't good, but it's on every corner, or Subway. So I mean, I get it. I understand it. And so I got some thoughts here. First thought, you might not like it, and you go, dude, you're crazy. And so I guess I'll start with, well, why not look at another job? That's an option. I'll just give you a bunch of options here. First option, hey, you know what? This job isn't good for me. There's times where it's like, hey, that's not good for my health, or that's not good for my lifestyle. I mean, like, my mother-in-law worked for Costco for years, but like, she would get up at like 3 something in the morning, and I just go, dude, I don't like to get up at 8 in the morning. But she didn't have that big of a problem with it. But I know, like, for me, I don't care what you pay me, I don't want to get up at 3:30 in the morning. It's not my best hours of the day. So this one sounds like, well, no, get over your porn stuff and keep the job. But you're bored at work. And I think this is a pretty important thing to kind of kick around. Like, not just I look at porn, it might not be inspiring. It might just be, oh, dude, think about it. Dream big. Like, hey, this job sucks. Like, some people would go, that job's awesome. You're going to look at porn. Like, whatever you're doing, but you're like, hey, I know the temptation is getting the worst of me, and this job's not getting the best of me. So think about it. Don't rule it out. I'm not saying go quit tomorrow, but like, I think there's certain things, the older I get, the more I'm into just learning about myself and learning about others. And like, even recently realized, like, I'm really good at a few things, and I find myself doing those. And then I go, what? I don't actually like it. So just because I'm good at it doesn't mean necessarily I want to do it. And so kick that around. Second thing is going, let's say you love the job. Looking at porn on a work computer, you're probably not going to have that job that long. So if you love the job, you're putting your job in jeopardy because, dude, whether you work with 5 people or 500, they see what's on your computer. Like, everybody sees it. Not your guy next to you, but if they want to see it, it's there for the taking. And if you're doing that on the company dime, like on the clock, you're jeopardizing the job. So if you like the job, if you hate the job, leave it. If you love the job, you gotta lose the porn, because you're not gonna have a job, because they'll fire you going, man, I don't want you doing that. You'll be less productive. Like, dude, let's say you love the job on board. Well, kick ass in that job and take on a few more things instead of looking at a few more images. Go, dude, I can go run circles around this cubicle and go, hey, give me more stuff. And like, get out of that, whatever it is that's not inspiring and it's not pushing you, and go, and dude, give me more stuff. Like, whether you're at home or whether you're at work, I do feel like a lot of people end up at porn when they're bored, when they're searching for something, when they have nothing to do, when you're stressed. I mean, there's a lot of factors into that, but a lot of people, it's just like, oh, dude, I got nothing else to do. Yeah, I'll pull this up. So like, all right, realize you need to be doing something else. There are, that's 3, 4. You could easily put something on your computer to prevent you from doing that. My wife locked our file cabinet. And I mean, it's one of those like super chintzy, like $19 file cabinet. So we couldn't get into it. And so I took a hammer to it and I got into it. And now it doesn't lock anymore. But it was just like, here I am beating up this thing, you know, trying to get it to open. And then I just kind of laugh. Like, somebody could just like physically pick up this whole file cabinet and take it with them. But we got a lock on it, you know. But I think there's things on your computer that you can go, dude, tell somebody that has the potential to fire you, hey, you know what? I put this on there and you're going to be my accountability partner. Or you know what? I'm going to put a lock on this to ensure I never do this. So the stakes are too high that I'm like, nope, not a chance. I'm looking at porn here. So you're too lax. You're thinking like, oh, well, it doesn't really matter. Well, make it matter. Like, I'm not saying put an alarm on it where you go hit something, but when that moment happens, you're like, no way I can do this at work. It's just, and all those things to me, it's just like, oh yeah, put a lock on it. Like, okay, they're not really getting down to the root issue. You love your wife. You don't want to be doing this, but you're bored. Like, and I'm not killing you. I mean, thanks for writing in the question, but I'm also not going to like sugarcoat this. Like, you're a grown ass man. Like, dude, you got a job and you got a family and you got a wife. And if you continue to do this, you're not going to have a job. And that's going to put stress on your marriage. It's going to be stress on your family. And then to find out it's because of porn and you're like, oh, that's stupid. So nothing changes if nothing changes. Make some changes in your life and go, dude, I can't go there. Like, I can't do this anymore. And then just, there's got to be a point in your life where you just go, dude, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm allergic to garlic. I still eat it. Sometimes it like sneaks in my food and I'm like, oh gosh, I'll burp it up, whatever. The stakes aren't that high. I'm not dying. You know, people are just like, oh, I have a peanut allergy. What happens? I just die. All right, I'll hide my peanut butter sandwich then. Like, the stakes are that high. Like, on the plane the other day in Southwest, they're like, peanut allergy, can't serve peanuts. And you're like, really? Like, what's really going to happen? Like, is it that bad? So I think for you, it's just like, no, this could be that detrimental enough for you to go, well, what do I do? Like, dude, tell a friend sitting next to you. Hey, man, if you see me, like check in on me. Like, be vocal about this with somebody that goes, hey, I'm going to check in on you. I mean, I don't know what's on your phone or what photos you have of your wife. It's just like, man, if I don't want to go do that, like, hey, you know what? I've got better photos of somebody that is my wife. So I think there's a lot you can do. It's just, what are you willing to do is the question. But being in this situation is no good. So I gave you enough to think about. It's up to you. Thanks for the question. More to come. If you got questions, send them over to panicbutton@xxx.com. You can even audio them somehow on this fancy app that I got. So, love to hear from you. I'll give you some answers, kind of straight to the point. So, that's all I got.
Listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.